player or Windows player. Visit our website for more details. Remember, that's 1150kknw.com.
And there's a look now to Alternative Talk Cairo 7 Pinpoint Forecast for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a few sun breaks and showers mixed in. Highs in the low 50s. For Thursday and Friday, partly sunny skies. Highs in the mid to upper 50s and increasing showers for the weekend.
Views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've got a little switch in the programming today, Benny.
And you didn't tell me.
Okay, yeah.
No, you told me.
Dr. Darvish, who originally was scheduled for today, but we did change it, is leaving on a jet plane.
Oh, is that... See, you just said she wasn't going to show up. You didn't say what she was going to do.
Well, I just found out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell your producer?
Don't know when I'll be back again.
She'll be back
again.
Keep going. I'm giving you the mic.
You know what song that's from? No, wait a minute. You know what movie that is in?
It's in a bunch of movies.
It's in a bunch. But what's the one that you remember that it's in?
Me?
Yeah. This is going to be very... Let me tell all our listeners. This is going to be very telling right here. And it's going to be very telling
what
about
era
the kind,
am
of,
I gonna pull the
kind
movie
of
from?
Movies that Benny and I watch. We'll see what's going to show up right now.
Oh, man.
Okay. Leaving on a jet plane.
I wonder if you can find
that.
Was it in Ron Burgundy?
Okay, so that's what
was
you come up with?
Anchorman with Ron Burgundy?
Okay.
I don't know.
So that's very telling. Okay. I wonder what our listeners think.
What's yours?
Okay.
Tell them yours.
Armageddon with Bruce Willis.
Oh, that's right. That was actually on not too long ago.
Yes.
That's one of those movies where you sort of will stop what you're doing to watch it.
And you know what? How many times have you watched the movie?
Armageddon?
Do you ever get tired
of it? It's fairly long because that's why, yeah.
It's a long movie, but...
Yeah, and we got to know what happens.
I know.
They save the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, but Bruce dies.
From near to...
So now we're telling on the listeners.
I know.
Okay,
no, wait. If you haven't seen Armageddon by now, come out from underneath the rock. Seriously.
Well, a lot of people may not have seen it.
But
you know, everybody
on,
has
that has
different...
been... That's like 1998.
I know, but the bottom line is people don't... Not all of us like the same movies.
Well, this is true.
For sure.
But if you don't even know the premise about it, I mean, it was a pretty big deal when it was coming out. Like, the world's going to end and everyone's saving it.
Is that
you
right?
Know? Yeah, they did it. Well, I used to work for...
Did we do it like a projection on
I worked for a video chain, like a, you know, company, so...
You did?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. What year was that?
I think it was 98.
Oh, so you weren't here yet? At 98? Why do I think you've been here since birth?
No. Yeah,
you've
I know.
Popped out of the birth canal with a microphone in
the
front
KKW
of you.
The KKW birthing canal.
There's Benny with the mic. A little baby picture. Well, this is open mic day.
I don't know where to go with that.
This is open mic day today. And this is one of these days where you all, as our listeners, our loyal listeners, you get to check in. So a couple things are going to happen today. I've got a bunch of things to chat about. And then I also have cards that I'm going to pull from the Archetype deck, as well as Doreen Virtue's card deck. And I wanted to let everybody know that Doreen Virtue has a new book out. Doreen Virtue has been working with Angels for a really long time, goddess guidance, and so forth and so on. So she's got a new thing coming out. But leaving on a jet plane, why did I even think of that? Because Dr. Darvish, that's what she's doing. Actually, I think she's on her way back. So I don't know how to change the words to that. But she's not going to be, like, touching down until, like, the show's almost over. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah.
I was totally right, 1998.
1998?
Yeah, I just took a stab at it. But
okay,
I
what did you do, like... Google it.
Yeah, no, IMDb.
Oh.
Information for database and movies and stuff.
Oh.
Earth's biggest movie database, IMDb.com.
Okay, and so what's the movie that you think it was in?
Well, Anchorman.
Anchorman.
With Ron Burgundy. Well, Ron Burgundy is his character, but it was with Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, that's
right. I thought they played it in that one, but I could be wrong. Can you look up by song? I'm going to have to look that up.
You're going to have to figure out.
Can you see where the movie...
I wonder if our listeners know.
Yeah, it'd be more of a soundtrack type thing.
You think our listeners know?
Hmm? Well, you can open up the lines and find out.
Yeah. Okay, so anyone out there?
Leave it on a jet plane?
Couple things. Leave it on a jet plane. What movie was it in? And when you call in, what we'll do is we'll pull a couple of cards for you, too, and answer a couple questions.
Free of charge.
Yeah.
It's on us.
No charge for reading by Dr. Pat Benning.
It's on us.
It's on us. What would that number be? It is toll-free at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. But, you know, on another note, while we're waiting for the phones to ring, I want to say that for those of you that listen to my internet show and also that get my newsletter, you know that we've been doing a series on what Bobby Baxter has named the Tainted Pet Food Series. And it's of a lot of concern for us. And so we did the first show Monday at 8 o'clock on Healthy Life. There is going to be part two tonight with Bobby doing the show and one of the leading spokespersons for the issue. And so she is going to be doing that show. So many of our listeners, well, I don't know how many, but I've gotten emails from a number of people that have had their pets really be traumatized, and some of them sick and some of them dead from the tainted food. And so that is an issue that I'm concerned about. We have Sam's Cats and Dogs, which is part of the Dr. Pat Show lineup, and Sam Wershing will be talking about it. But tonight on bbsradio.com at 6 o'clock, it's on the internet, bbsradio.com, full hour devoted to this issue. So we're going to make sure we get people that can talk about this, bring them up, and get some stuff on the table. Benny.
Hey, let's take a caller.
Who do we have?
I don't know. Let's just bring him up.
All right.
Hi, you're on Live on the Dr. Pat Show.
How's it going?
Good.
Oh, I'm live. Well, yeah. What do you know?
Yeah, of course. Look at that.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. It's Jay calling from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
What's going on, Jay?
Hey, hi there. I was just trying to get a hold of you, Dr. Pat. I'd tell you about my weekend that I had with many relationships.
Tell me.
I want to know. You know, it was like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about lots of things. We talked about father and son and daughter relationships. We talked about intimacy and sex. And we talked about, we actually did vision boards too, eh?
Oh, that's fabulous.
And we actually did a release. We wrote on a piece of paper and released something on a piece of paper by burning it. And how we did that is that we went for supper first, and then we just spent 15 minutes, just quiet time, out and about around the lecture hall. And when we came back, we didn't talk or anything like that. We just sat in a room with candles lit, and we burnt the piece of paper. So that was amazing Saturday. It was a very long day. It was a 12-hour day, but it was amazing lots of information that was there.
How did you feel afterwards? I mean, you know, is that sort of overflowing right now into your life, or are you excited about it? Have you had any ahas about your own personal openings?
Well, what's really interesting about it is that we are actually put into groups, and while we are actually at the beginning of Friday, we actually presented ourselves and tell what our issues were, and while that was happening, the facilitators were actually gathering information and produced groups that had similar things going on with themselves.
Yeah.
And for me, I was put into a group where it was like, the gentleman had self-worth, and one was trying to take that first step. I'm going like, that's interesting, because, you know, some of the things I still hold on to, eh?
Yeah.
And what was very interesting about the ha-ha moment was like, I got a better understanding what guys are like, or men are like, from outside of my spiritual, you know, friends, their guys.
Mm-hmm.
And see, it was very interesting, you know, just to see some of the like lack of spirituality that is required to overcome these resentments and forgiveness and things like that with relationships with themselves, basically, and with the other people, their spouses, eh? Well, that was really interesting when I saw that. We had lots of notes, and it opened my eyes up. And actually, it gave me some insight to write my book about. So it's wonderful.
Well, what's interesting about that is that, you sound great, Jay.
Well, thank you.
You really do. I mean, you sound, I don't know how to describe it, you sound lighter, so to speak. I mean, there's a joy, something has been lifted off your shoulders. And that sounds wonderful. And I pulled a couple cards while you were speaking. Do you want to know what they are?
Sure.
Well, what's interesting is, as you were speaking, I pulled a card, a goddess card, from Doreen's deck. And it says, it's time for a cleansing, detoxification of your body and your mind. And that's what you just went through. And so this relates to making sure that that any kind of residual stuff that comes up, you just want to get rid of. Because the next card that I pull has to do with financial flow, meaning that whatever you start to release and let go of will open up the financial flow for you. And the third aspect of this has to do with having faith. And that was the last card I pulled, which says your prayers are manifesting, remain positive, and follow your guidance. So you should be at a place right now where your ability to hear your guides has been accentuated. It's been really leveled up. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And actually, tonight I'm actually going to a men's group tonight that's about a couple of blocks away from here. And it's called Men Without Hats.
Yeah.
So support group. So I'm really excited about that because I have something to offer to these guys, to the men here, because this is from a spiritual point of view.
Oh, yes, you do.
And I'm really excited about that because, I don't know, just have that feeling of service, you know?
I know.
You know, actually, one of the vision boards that we had to draw, what says, what are the three words you want on your gravestone? And I put, I served many.
Oh, I love that.
That's what, you know, we're all here to do, serve many people.
I love that. So say those three words again, Jay.
I served many.
All right, Benny, I'm going to ask you that question. We're going to ask Benny that question, okay?
Okay.
Jay, when we come back. Thanks for calling in, Jay. Thank you so much for sharing this information with us. And I wanted you to know that I'm speaking with Rabbi Ted, Reverend Don, and Brother Jamal to come together to do a show on men's spirituality.
I'd love to hear that.
All right. We'll let you know. Let's take a short break. Benny, when we come back, we've got open mic day going on. I know you're still looking for stuff, but we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
You up. Say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking it.
MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at MyBrothersKeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on The Dr. Pat Show.
If you've ever thought, someday I'm going to be smarter about money, then you're in for luck because someday is here. 7 Steps to Financial Mastery for Women, Becoming Your Own Prince Charming, is an inspirational and fun financial workshop unlike anything you've ever experienced. Transform your thinking, overcome internal blocks, and discover 7 simple steps to creating wealth in a workshop April 30th in Seattle. It's about far more than money. It's a rite of passage into your power. To register, call 800-599-4950 or visit srinstitute.com/Barbara Stanning. That's April 30th in Seattle. To register, call 800-599-4950 or visit srinstitute.com/Barbara Stanning. That's S-T-A-N-N-Y.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Come join Dr. Pat Thursday, April 19th for a live radio broadcast at Lunch for Your Soul from the beautiful Ivers Banquet Room on Lake Union. Enjoy a delicious lunch with Amazon Herb Teas, network with other conscious guests, browse vendor tables, and listen to master alchemist and aromatherapy expert Mikhail Zayat sharing his wisdom of essential oils. Reserve your seats early by visiting livingwellsanctuary.com. That's livingwellsanctuary.com or call 765-210-9692.
Last year, Meals on Wheels, we delivered over 400,000 meals to the homes of the housebound and elderly all throughout King County. But you know what? Meals on Wheels, hey, we're running out of gas. Due to rising fuel prices, lower government assistance, we're unable to deliver over 100,000 meals this year. Get us back on the road. Help us. Watch for the March-April Meals on Wheels Fund Drive and learn more at 206-268-6785. Thanks.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many.
I'm waiting for you to join in.
Do you know
the
words?
I don't know the words. You know the words. You said you had them.
I did have them, and I just all of a sudden I had a brain thing just happen here.
Right.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you want to join us today singing Leaving on a Jet Plane, we'll bring you up live, and we can have like a little trio or something here. What do you think about that?
I'll leave it up to you. You have a much better voice than I do.
Oh, you have a good voice, though.
I do not.
You don't? You don't have a good...
No.
But you have such a great radio voice.
That's different.
Is it?
No, way different. These pipes are made for the radio waves, not for the being sold on CD version
and
concerts around the world version.
I know. Way. Did you see American Idol last night?
No. I saw Dancing with the Stars a little bit, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
You know, I like Ali's daughter.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Yeah.
And she's engaged, too.
She is.
She was on Rachel Ray last week or something like that, and I caught a little bit of that. And she's a really fabulous looking woman, too, and she can cook.
So. And she can box.
Yeah. Well, I'm not worried about that so much, because I know she'll take care of me. So that's just kind of, that's in the back of the mind. I'll always be protected, so that's good.
Okay, good.
But as far as, she looked really good, and they really sold it really well.
Well, what's interesting about that whole skit they did with Dancing with the Stars was, you know, to have her boyfriend show like he's going to protect her. Please.
Oh, I know.
He can protect the world.
That's not even going to happen.
You
put that in the same sentence.
I know. Isn't that like, you know, what is that, like a macho thing?
I guess.
We should bring Jay back to ask him if that's like a man thing.
I still wouldn't even let it bother me, though. Seriously, if I was dating someone that was, you know, a K-1 fighter, someone that was just really more tough than I was, fine, by all means. That's good. Great. I know I'm going to be happy.
You wouldn't be jealous,
nope.
You know, of somebody doing the dancing thing with them?
Nope.
Wow.
It's a trust thing.
Oh, very good.
It's a trust thing.
That's great. I like that about you, though, Benny. You're so cool in that way. Well, everyone, welcome. This is Open Mic Day on the Dr. Pat Show. We've got a few things we want to tell you about, but mainly, let me just say this. This is your day, your time, to call in anytime throughout the show, question, comment, let us know what's on your mind. If you want us to do a reading, I will do a reading for you, just as I did with Jay. And that is a toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. One of the things that I'm really drawn to talk about today is, let me just say, there's a book out by a woman by the name of Peggy McCall. And the book is called Your Destiny Switch. Master your key emotions and attract the life of your dreams. That's what this, look at that. Look at that switch on the book cover right there.
That's pretty creative.
Isn't that very good? And it says
it's going to pop out at me.
It's going to pop out right at you. And so it's like it's in the clouds, though, but it's a switch. And so I was flipping through the book because I think we're going to be interviewing her. And I automatically went to page 54. And so the topic or the theme on page 54 is the word confidence. And I've been reading a lot about this in my own meditation. I was on the Interfaith Talk Radio show the other night, and we were talking about spiritual practice. And as busy as we can get in our day, I think we all have 5 minutes that we can take to remind ourselves ourselves of how connected we are with spirit. And so the one thing that we have not talked about is confidence. And I wanted to read something for you from this. And I'm not going to read the whole story, but I want to read the definition that Peggy gives. She says, confidence is a belief in yourself and your abilities that delivers to you the things you want. I want to read that again, Benny, because this is so important. You know, confidence is a belief in yourself and your abilities that delivers you the things you want. And I don't know why I picked this up, but, you know, you and I were talking about American Idol. And, you know, my friend Linda's like, call me. What did you think of American Idol? I didn't see the whole thing. And you know, I watch it so that sort of I can relate to my best friend Linda about it, because she has some very, very clear thoughts about American Idol this year. And we probably couldn't bring her on here because we'd be hitting the little button that beeps her out. We'd be like, beep, 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 the Pussycat Doll song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a good
thing. So we could not bring Linda on to talk about American Idol this year.
Forewarn us.
Okay, that would not happen. You know, and then we don't want her talking about Seattle, by the way. But the bottom line is confidence. And Simon, I caught this when Simon was telling, I think it's Melinda, Melinda, you know, did a fabulous song last night, and country song. And what he said to her, everybody said how great she did, but he said, you have got to lose the shock value of not believing in yourself. I think that's what he said. You've got to lose it, meaning because after every time they tell her how good she is, she looks surprised. And he said to her, you have got to lose that. And, you know, I thought about that, and for some reason, I opened this book, and the book really speaks to confidence, and then I got it. I got why he's talking about that. Well, I don't know if this is why he's talking about it, but I get the reason behind it. Again, confidence is a belief in yourself and your abilities that delivers you the things you want. Without that, and here's why this is so important to me today, this is a piece that, you know, when we look at metaphysics, whether it's the law of attraction, the law of prosperity, the law of love, whatever that is that we're talking about, my personal experience is none of that manifests, Benny, if I don't have the absolute confidence that what I want is already here. I don't, you know, whether it's sponsors, whether it's listeners, whether it's Olivia Newton-John, you know, whether it's Donna Richards from Georgia, who is going to be joining us about children with autism. It doesn't matter. If I'm not confident in that moment, it's not going to happen. And so we're going to continue to talk about confidence today on the show, in the open mic show. And one of the things I wanted to share is that we have requested, and we do this all the time, there are people that, for whatever reason, I wake up in the morning and I say, wow, I'd really like to have a conversation on air with blah, blah, blah. And then I send emails out to either Bobby or Tacy, and then they get on it. So here's what we've got coming up as guests. We've got Colette Baron-Reed, who's going to be joining us on April 25th. That's going to be a phenomenal show about Open Mic Day for what people believe. She is one of the phenomenal psychic mediums of our day. Then we've got Dr. Emoto coming on. Then we've got Bishop Jordan coming on. Then we've got, everybody ready? Art Linkletter coming on, Malika Chopra, Deepak Chopra's daughter coming on, Nikki Scully and Morgana Ray, and that's just a few, because this is about having that confidence. And so today we're opening up the phone lines, going to help you build that confidence. Benny, would you like to go to the phones?
Sure.
All right, who do we have?
Hang on, how come I don't have any headphones. I have a loose connection in my headphones.
Hang on.
Stand by.
Do you have confidence that they're going to work?
There we go. I got them now.
Okay.
Plugged it into another slot. Okay. Let's go with Lyndon from Tacoma.
Hi, Lyndon. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
How are you doing today?
I'm really good. That's really good. How are you?
Good. Well, I want to make a comment and also have a reading if that's possible.
I love that. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm thinking that why there's a lot of things going on in this world today is people... We have a lot of negative energy that's projected out. And with all this negative energy projected out, that's why things like the shooting and all types of things in Iraq and and stuff is going on. And I think that we should start projecting positive energy out. And that's being with, like, meditation, prayer, and whatever your beliefs are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I believe.
Well, you know, Lyndon, what you're talking about, again, is a law of the universe, if I might say that. And, you know, there are a lot of terminologies for the collective conscious, whatever that is. And, you know, I believe in getting real street smart about the dialogue. And I love what you're saying, because what you're coming across and saying is very easy for people to understand. The way that I look at it as well, and I don't, you know, I don't have any evidence about whether this is true. This is just my belief. It's almost like there's a scorecard. Card of sorts. You know what I'm saying? And
yes.
The scorecard, let's say on one side of the scorecard, you have a positive energy. And I'm just going to say that. On the other side of the scorecard, you have everything other than positive energy, right? Whether that's negative
right.
thoughts, beliefs, emotions, whatever that is. And so the question then is it possible that when these energies come together, because we're all collected, right, Lyndon? We're all connected, right?
Yes.
So when we put this out in the world, is it possible that the scorecard comes into play where whichever energy has the highest vibration really kind of gets the squeaky wheel gets the grease? You know what I'm saying? It's like
yes.
whichever
yes.
one is out there most. That's the one that sort of raises to the top of the list. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly what I'm saying. And I think that with a lot of projecting our positive and good energy out there, and I think that a lot of people will see the change in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Gandhi has said, you know, be the change that you wish to see in the world. And we're going to talk about that. Also, there has got to be a level of confidence in the positive vibration that you create. And we'll talk about that, Lyndon. And when we come back from break, I will certainly pull a few cards for you. And thank you for sharing your thoughts. Hold on. We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to weigh in on this conversation, you'd like me to do a reading for you today. I love you guys. All of you, you are so awesome. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Open mic day is your day. We will be right back here, raising the vibration on the planet.
Down by the sea, here, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Hypnosis is a scientifically verified and effective technique that can promote accelerated human change, such as weight loss, smoking cessation, and pain control. If you are interested in learning the latest hypnosis techniques and receiving your certificate in clinical hypnotherapy, then this seminar is for you. Call 800-800-MIND or go to hypnosis.com to learn more about the May 4th through 6th weekend event in Vancouver, Washington. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership and American Pacific University. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. If you'd like to learn how to make $500 an hour by helping people to stop smoking, call 1-800-305-9129. If you would like a brand new career saving people's lives, call 1-800-305-9129. In a simple 4-day training, Smoke-Free International will teach you how to use their unique stop smoking in 1-hour hypnosis system. Call 1-800-305-9129. That's 1-800-305-9129.
Releasing the past and stepping fully into the present is now easier than imagined. Hi, I'm Sue Neufeld Ellis of QuantumHealing.us. Dr. Pat and I will be teaming up to give you many powerful ways to open the door to an extraordinary life. Tune in and discover how, starting March 15th. For more information and to receive 25 tips to reduce your stress, visit QuantumHealing.us.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Carrie O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life. Visit CarrieO'Connor.com for more information and for interview dates on the Dr. Pat Show. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
Are you sick and tired of not creating what you want in your life? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show in April when Deborah Tracci, life transition and business coach, works with you, the listeners, to create empowering beliefs to manifest exactly what you want in your life. To learn more about this heart-ignited process, go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gather around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking.
Mm-hmm.
Through the backyard,
mm-hmm. Walking. Yeah. All right, sister. Uh-huh.
Say it, Bestie.
All right, baby.
The only one who could ever reach me.
Uh-huh. Son of a preacher, man. All right. Yes, indeed. Boy, we know those folks. Have had a few in my life.
Really?
Yes, I have. Did you know? Well, I shared this story that, you know, my stepmom was from the South. So I had a really interesting upbringing, and I loved it. It was the word that I would use, colorful, you know, because, you know, I had the traditional Italian. And then here we have my stepmom from the backwoods of Virginia.
Ah.
Many, many trips to Virginia. And I had this, as a young person, had this appreciation for the whole Baptist movement. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really interesting. I'm not going to take time today because the lines are full, but I'm telling you, I could sing the gospel with Dr. Pat Wright.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
You have would not want me in that gospel choir, but I could sing it.
And that's why
she says I'm a tenor.
You have much better of a voice than I do.
I'm a tenor.
I don't know. I'm like in between ranges.
Okay.
I can do the super low thing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. Sure, you're right. But then I can like squeak my voice like a little mouse.
Okay, so what's your favorite song?
No, I'm not even going to try.
Well, no, but just tell me.
I don't... Okay, my music style is way different. I don't really do the whole... I'm more of the hip-hop kind of guy.
Okay, so what's your favorite hip-hop song?
I got tons of them, Pat. They're ones I can't play on the air.
I know.
A little dirty.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines,
let's
everybody.
Let's just move on, because I don't want
to... Let's go. We've got Lyndon on there.
Yeah,
so
let's finish up with him.
We want to make sure Lyndon gets some assistance here. Lyndon, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hey, so let me help you. Okay, so let's talk about the question that you had today, because I would love to pull a couple cards for you and see what's going on.
Okay.
And you might want to turn your radio down never mind, Benny's got it. Okay, so what would be a question you'd want to address today, want some help with?
Okay, I would like to know what my future would be like and financial or just being completing my goals.
Okay, so completing your goals. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, well, I have a catering business that I love cooking. It's more of a hobby for me because I've been cooking ever since I was like 7 or 8 years old. And I've never had any negative feedback on my food and when I prepare my food and serve it. I've always had, you know, good comeback, and people just love the way I prepare my food.
Okay, so are you self-employed? Because I've got a card up here that talks about, I've got a couple cards that talk about self-employment.
Yes, well, I have a regular job, and plus I have the catering business on the side.
Okay, but you're really not aggressively moving forward with the catering business. What's going on? What are you afraid of?
Well, I'm afraid of failure.
Yeah. You know what? Dude, I picked that up. And what I'm saying to you is there's a talent that you have. And one of the things that I'm picking up is something about children. And, you know, what I think is that's coming up is there's something for you to look at in that business that's going to serve our young people. You understand the crisis we're in with our young people, right? And the food that they eat.
Okay, exactly.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and so there's something for you to offer. And do you direct any of your catering, or do you take your message out in the world about food and healthy food? How do you do that?
Well, it's a lot by word of mouth, and other people are telling other people about, you know, my food products, and I get a lot of business that way, and and it's just. They just tell other people how good they think my food is, and that's where I get a lot of my business from.
Okay, do you have a website?
I had one. It's down right now, and I'm working on it to get it back up.
Okay, so here's what I want to share with you, and I'm going to summarize all the cards I've pulled, and I'll share what they are. The card that clearly jumped out of the deck had to do with guiding children.
Okay.
Yeah, that jumped out. And also, you're a born entrepreneur, and you have magical opportunities around this business. Now, the other aspect of this is you have to believe and see yourself as a spokesperson, a healer, someone that has got the knowledge and information to help kids. And in the sense that I get, this is a very targeted group of children. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean children in the world, although I think that's where you're going. But I think this is children that you directly relate to. You know what I'm talking about. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and it's, for years I've had dreams about I'm supposed to be a protector of children. I've been having that dream for, years and years.
Yeah.
So I never knew what that meant.
Yeah, and right now our children need protection about what they're putting into their bodies. And you have the ability to really take that on. I'm not clear about, the food that you're cooking right now. It sounds like it's delicious. Yeah, tell me, what's your favorite thing that you like to cook? Benny and I are salivating here.
What people really like is my barbecue and I do a lot of seafoods also, but the main thing is the barbecue. I make my own barbecue sauce, and I make my own rub up, and people just love it.
Yeah, yeah. So here's what we want you to take away from this. Really look at your gift. I mean, clearly, you're talking about people referring, and people don't refer unless you've got some talent. There is this idea that there are children that are either close to you, that live in your community, some way for you to help them. And it doesn't necessarily have to be world hunger. What I'm talking about is some way to educate young people and families about helping them make changes that are economically feasible for them. You see what I'm saying? I come from a very poor family. And so growing up, a lot of what was on the table had to do with economics, But you have you have something around food that you can share that is both healthy and economical, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that's your mission.
All right, thank you.
And thank you for your thoughts today, Lyndon. Really, thank you for sharing a very powerful message for everyone. Thank you.
Okay, and you have a good day.
You too.
Thanks a lot, Lyndon, and hopefully you can fill up a lot of bellies this summer.
I'm telling you, the barbecue thing, I'm all over it. I'm going to have to connect with him to see what that's about.
It's be kind of like the wave of things. Like, that's all I've been hearing about is like, oh, barbecue this and barbecue that. And I'm just,
honestly, I come from like a barbecue family, and if there's such a thing, and there is a fundamental difference between good barbecue and not good barbecue.
Yeah. And I agree with you on the referral part.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I mean, that's the way you got to get, especially with food and like that. I mean, it's because you have your artist's, livelihood mixed in with the food.
I know.
We can taste better.
I'm
that
telling
way.
You, I make my own barbecue sauce, but I'm telling you, nobody's like referring me. All right, let's go to the phones, Ben.
Sure, let's grab Ed from Renton.
Hey, Ed, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Dr. Pat. I just want to say two comments and a reading.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. First one. I really love you and your co-host, and I just look up to you like the Dalai Lama, except you're so much more prettier.
You sure the Dalai Lama's not? It's just as hot, though. Hey,
You know what I heard, Ed? I heard that the Dalai Lama was a looker when he was younger.
He might have been, but you are now.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, you were mentioning some guests coming on in the future and stuff,
yeah.
And you've got such a great lineup, but also since in the past you've been talking about The Secret,
yes,
it might be kind of neat to have some of the people that were on The Secret.
Yeah.
Maybe, invite them to see if they would speak on your show. Like,
you know what, Ed? Let me tell you, I have interviewed most of them. See, we did the interviews before, like, The Secret was popular. So you've got, like, on my archives, James Raves interview, Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor. And we are also going back in, and I want to interview Lisa Nichols. So you're right. We are doing that as well.
Okay, yeah. Lisa Nichols would be great. And Fred Allen Wolf, I don't know if you had him on or not.
Yep,
or...
Michael Beckwith.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to be doing a live remote broadcast in Arizona with Michael at the upcoming Awakenings event.
Oh, okay, cool. So I'll hit your archives and check out the ones that you had in the past.
Yeah.
And then I look forward to your future broadcast. And I just want to thank you so much for you and your co-host for what you do, raising a conscious awareness among everybody. And I think it's real important to get The Secret out and this information out to the masses. In fact, I might even start a fan club for you.
You know
hey!
What? Thank you for mentioning
All
that.
Right.
Somebody else mentioned it, and you know, I really need somebody else to do it for me. I don't know what it is. I think I'm modest or whatever, but somebody else mentioned it. Thank
we'll
you
make a
so
nice,
much.
Positive web,
cool.
Fan club for you.
Thank you so much. And you know, the whole positive thing, you know why it's so important to me? Do you want me to share it with you? Because, like, I was grumpy for the first half of my life.
Oh.
No.
Well,
no.
Boy, you sure made a 180 there.
I've made a 360.
A 360, yeah.
Yeah. I had an awakening. I did.
Yeah, well,
I did. And, you know, my awakening pretty much came from, honestly, it came from really feeling lonely about my connection with spirit and about my life. And I had to have something traumatic happen in my life in order for me to be able to say, you know, I really want to change. And it's all about the change we create. Hold on. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm ready to pull some cards for you.
You
oh,
still
I
there,
can
Ed?
Sing this.
Did I get you that?
Oh, let me sing this.
Okay, hang on.
I love Fats Domino. Ed, sing it with me, boy. All right.
He knows it.
I found my thrill.
Go on, Ed. Join in, buddy. You're up.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, everyone.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
Huna is the ancient spiritual teachings of the people of Hawaii. Most people who study Huna want to know more about themselves and the world around them. If you want to connect more with who you are and discover a whole new universe around you, then Huna is for you. Call 800-800-MIND or go to Huna.com to learn about the May 18th through 20th Intro to Huna event in Los Angeles, California. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at mybrotherskeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on Achieving Wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each Unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interaction with adults. Through titles like I Love Myself When, Why Am I Here? I Know I Can, Yes I Am, and others. Adults can share creative, fun, meaningful, and long-lasting experiences with their children who will learn about themselves with messages of loving self-image and emotional reinforcement. Love your children by giving your whole family the gift of inspired conversation with Seeds of Discovery books by Carla Miller. Seeds of Discovery books can be found at the Center for Spiritual Living, Island Books, Seattle Unity Church Bookstore, or by going to seedsofdiscovery.com or calling 888-426-1632. That's 888-426-1632.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let's bring on Ed again so can help him out. Ed, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, yeah.
What can we help you with?
Pat, Peggy, Pat, I love you.
You are in the flow, Ed. I don't think I should pull a card for you because you already got the juice going. All right, tell me what I can help you with today.
Well, I was wondering, is there anything that's just like a general reading?
Yeah, let me do a general one for you because I love general ones.
Okay.
You know, I love them because I love to, you know, pull a couple of cards and see, you know, what we've got going here. So we're going to do a general one. Hey, you're a storyteller? Are you a storyteller?
Yeah.
And what kind of stories do you like to tell?
Well, something that has to do with, a deep thought or a metaphysical twist or...
How are you using that talent?
I'm using it to help people cope with their life.
Cool. Okay. So here's what I've got. There's something, you know, the storyteller archetype is what comes up with you or for you. But wait a minute. What's this card? Companion. Are you looking for a companion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hesitation there. Come on, bring it out now. Come on.
No. I've got it. I've got something about a companion coming up.
Mm.
Okay. Here's what you need to do about the companion. I'm going to give you a quick reading because this is really clear to me.
Okay.
What I want you to do is, and I've pulled a bunch of cards for you. They all say the same thing. You have to really use your skill to be a visionary around this. And what I mean is that you have to create a vision of the companion that you want and to be still, relax, and enjoy being in the energy of the person that you want to come your way. But the theme today is confidence. So one of the things that seems to be breaking down in your energy field is your actual belief that you will draw to you the companion that you want.
That's very right on.
Yeah. And what I'm saying is don't even go there, dude. Don't even go there.
Okay.
You create the vision. Love it. Be juicy with it. Every day, spend time being with yourself around creating it. And really step out in confidence about it. Do you say what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing is easy does it. Easy does it is another card that says no need to hurry. No need to force it. Enjoy creating the energy and the vibration. And all of this will give you peace of mind. So when I put the storyteller, the companion card together, the tranquility, this is about you creating the story of your life about the companion that you want. Do you see how that connects?
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
Have a ball with that, boy. Have some fun with that.
Okay. Thank you so much, you two and Dr. Pat. I love both of you.
Thanks, Ed. Thank you so much, Ed. Uh-huh. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, and stay dry out there, that's for sure.
Yes, indeed. Wow, this is such a cool show. We're having a blast.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what?
I love the songs you're picking.
Oh, well, you know.
I know.
We work together here, though.
I know. You're the master on the song button.
On the song button.
Yeah, you're the...
I'll work with the system over here.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Hey, we'll bring on Larry from Issaquah now, and I believe he's a first-time stop buyer to the old 1150 AM.
Hey, Larry, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be on. I'm out here working and flipping on the dial, and it's exactly what I needed today.
I'm glad you flipped on us. That sounds like a good thing.
Yes, it is. Well, I have a question here.
Sure.
And I have been told by someone, mm-hmm. And I talk to her on a regular basis, and she is reputable,
mm-hmm.
that I, and for lack of a better term, and she did not like to use this term, that I am a light being. Mm-hmm. However, when it comes to helping myself and getting myself motivated for my dreams and my goals, I am always coming into a brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know whether I'm doing that psychically myself or if I'm creating that negative energy or is it the energies around me. And what can I do to help myself in order to pursue my dreams with my shop? One of the things that it's still coming to me, I mean, when I go to bed, I close my eyes and I kind of like look around and I get design patterns and ideas given to me that way. And I keep note of that. But as far as going through with the physical aspect of actually doing it, I'm having a hard time.
Okay, I pulled some great cards for you. I think this is going to give you some insight. And boy, did this come up. These popped. Actually, they just jumped right out of the deck. And I'm going to work with the archetype deck because I think it sums it up. I pulled three cards. I'm going to tell you right out of the gate what they are. Visionary, Judge, and Samaritan. And let me just tell you this. Each of these cards has a shadow and a light side. The light side of being a visionary is exactly what you've talked about. You can create incredible, incredible visions for yourself. But what I want to say is that you want to really look at the shadow attributes on the visionary card, which means that sometimes when we go to implement, we sort of sell these insights to the highest bidder. We compromise on our vision. To make it more acceptable. Now, the reason I read that to you is because one of the other cards I pulled is the Judge. And I've been talking about confidence today. And so the idea of Judge means that you probably love so many people because the third card I pulled is the Samaritan, which is you're out in the world for other people. But you...
I am.
You are. However... you may be judging yourself very harshly. And whether that's the actual belief that you know how to create out of your vision is, if that's going to be an issue. So what I'm asking you to do is to really step back and really let go and really notice when you are judging yourself. You know what a judgment is? A judgment is, I've got a vision, but boy, I'm not really good at really putting my goals down and making them happen. So
I need to help myself how I help other people out when they come up to me.
You absolutely do. You have to really look at yourself with compassion. The card I pulled is Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is about, listen to this. I mean, tell me if this is not true. Release judgment about yourself and others and focus on the love and light that is within everyone. I think this really talks about a little crust you got to break through there around your view of you. Because you deserve having the life you want. You know the life you want to help.
That.
Yeah, the life you want to help other people with, and you are a master at manifesting your vision. So, two things I want to leave you with: you have to have absolute conviction about the fact that you can translate your vision into reality, and not judge yourself on anything you've done in the past, how that's not happened, because if you look at how you've helped other people. That is an indication of the power that you have to help yourself. The power doesn't come up just only or only when you are there to help other people. You have that same power and passion and compassion to really help yourself, you see?
Yeah, well, I've already done that. This is just another milestone that mm-hmm. it's a different hill to climb for me, so to speak, you know, because I have been through leaps and bounds. I mean, 10 years ago, I wouldn't want to hang around myself the way that I was.
Yes.
But I think that's you know, being lost and not knowing who you are, mm-hmm. and then experimenting with things and then finding
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I want to say to you. You know, I'm inviting you to really let go of, you know, that child inside of you that wants to hold you really hostage with whatever view you have of your past. Everything you've done has led you to this very moment. And this is the moment of your delivery.
Well, that would explain why I'm pushing it away then. That would explain me. I mean, because it's a gift that's been given to me, but for some reason... And I'm pushing it away at you know, different intervals.
Okay, so what can we know for you so that you step out today in confidence and let go of all of the resistance around you taking your dream out into the world? Because remember the power you have. You know, the talent doesn't come up just to help other people. It is within you. Imagine now taking the approaches that you take with others and bringing them to yourself.
Okay, well, that's what I got to do then.
You got it.
That's what I'm going to do.
You got it. It's done. We know it's done.
What I'm going to do.
It's done for you. Thank you so much for calling in today. Wow, that is so done. I'm telling you, it's done. Just go do it now. All right.
Goosebumps on my arm now.
I know. Perfect. I'm telling you, I'm going to go out and shave my legs after this show.
Whoa.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you very much.
Well, welcome, everyone. Wow. You know, I don't know that we got to all the callers today.
We have one left, but unfortunately, Judy, sorry, we won't be able to get to you today.
Sorry, Judy. Just had a great show today. Want to thank everyone for tuning in. Benny, another great show, another fabulous venue with our music and our songs. Again, don't forget tonight, bbsradio.com. Bobby is going to be taking you on that path to know more about what's going on with the pet food. And until tomorrow, make yourselves like a totally awesome day.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, Seattle.
And a happy Wednesday to you. Eric Ryder here with you on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We're approaching the noon hour, and it's time once again to take a look at our roadways. We're seeing some slowing on southbound 405 between Southeast 20.